19th District Legislative Update with State Senator Jeff Wilson. Senator Wilson's bill requiring the testing of biosolids for forever chemical contamination passed the Senate.
Polyfluoroalkyl and perfluoroalkyl, PFAS and PFOA, these are chemicals that we need to understand, are they present in our biosolids? And biosolids, just to preserve the record, Mr. President, are a very important process of the wastewater treatment activities. And in fact, we use biosolids routinely and regularly for fertilizer. It's what we apply to land to enhance soil enrichment to the benefit of everybody here in the state. However, we've become more knowledgeable here as a country, and now hopefully today as a state, that forever chemicals pose a serious problem to us all. They just don't break down. They just don't pass through us enough to get to the point where we can be convinced that they're totally harmless. Where we can be convinced that they're totally harmless if applied to these very important biosolids. You know, this bill, Mr. President, does a lot of requiring and directing. It requires the Department of Ecology to set these standards. It requires that we put together a team of experts to have a discussion on the levels and somewhat how to handle these forever chemicals. And by the way, Mr. President, there's over 14,000 types of forever chemicals that we deal with on a day-to-day basis still. You know, I'm proud to say that this is a very important step that we've got to take, because let's put yourself in the shoes of what we rely on biosolids for, Mr. President, is to essentially feed us. For our friends that are in the farming communities, this is their bread and butter in order to provide us the products that we consume. And we need to be sure that these chemicals, Mr. President, are at a safe level.
The bill now heads to the House. 19th District Legislative Update with State Senator Jeff Wilson. I'm Tracy Ellis.